Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart. Thank you for taking time to be with us today and to learn about a subject that I find particularly fascinating. And we're fortunate today because I have a guest speaker that will be joining us in just a moment. And she's going to be with us here for the first time. Her name is Jane Sanders, and she is a hand analysis expert. So we'll learn a little bit more about what that is and also how important it is and what it can teach you about yourself. So hi, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, Melinda. Nice to be here. Thank you.
You bet. It's a real pleasure. I met Jane for the first time about a month ago, I think, but I had been following her work for a number of years and had actually read one of her online books. And Jane, I just thought your work was so cool, and I know you've kind of developed it, as far as I can tell, in a different way than anyone else. So there's a lot to it, and we have really only a short period of time, 30 minutes. But I want listeners to get a little bit of sense of what is included and how important it is for people to consider what the lines in their hands tell them. So could you give us maybe a little overview and help people understand what it is and how you work?
Yes. Well, it's great. Called scientific hand analysis. And I must give credit where credit is due. I did not create this system. I just studied it for 5 years, and I'm certified 4 levels, which is as high as it goes, and I'm certified to teach it. It was actually developed by a gentleman named Richard Unger, U-N-G-E-R.
Okay.
And the science part is that the lines in your hands actually mimic the neural pathways in your brain. So the accuracy is off the charts, enough so that Forbes wrote about it, and I was featured on ABC's The List TV show about a particular aspect of it. Here's the information, the key pieces. It provides and identifies your innate life purpose, how you're meant to make a difference in the world. Now, that's not a job description. That would be cuckoo. But it is the most specific, comprehensive description of the concept behind your ideal work, I believe, is possible to attain. And I tried everything trying to find my purpose until I found this. And we have options. Nobody's boxed into one type of job or career. It also identifies special gifts you have, gifts that will help you fulfill your purpose and make the difference that you're meant to make. And also, your tripping points. You know, we call them student paths. Every marking has a master and a student path, and we always experience both. Hopefully, over time, we move more often to the master path end, but the student paths trip us up in all aspects of our lives, and when we become more aware of what they are, that gives us power to do something about it, and that's what really can change our lives. So the information is... It's deep
it makes
and
all
it's
the
comprehensive.
Difference.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a blueprint. You know how to live your best life.
Yes. It was really fascinating. I read an ebook, I think, that you published three years ago, maybe longer, about the life schools, the 4 life schools that your hand tells you about. So I thought that was so fascinating. Could I get you to kind of summarize that for people and give them a bit of an example and an understanding of each?
Sure. The schools, you mean? So, that's one of the big elements that come from a hand analysis. It's like the overarching energy in your life, the the kind of like your operating system, if I could compare you to a computer. You know, the school identifies some of your natural skills and talents, as well as some of the learning or training that you need in order to fulfill your purpose. And there are four schools. Most people are in one. Many are in two. Some are even in three. One of the schools, the most common, the one that more people are in than any other, is the school of love, which is the path of the heart, and it's all about relationships, how important they are, people in the school of love, and the big thing to master is self-love with the school of love. So I'm giving you a real high top line. And the next most common would be the school of service, and that's about serving through your skills, you know, using your skills, and often, not always, but often it involves communication of some form, you know, teaching, writing, speaking, and big challenges with school of love is over-serving, right? Because, I mean, school of service, because it's important in school of service to really master serving yourself while you're serving others. Because to be on Master Path, the service needs to feel good both to you and to the people that you're serving.
Yeah.
So over-serving doesn't feel good. It feels like servitude, sacrifice, obligation.
I'm actually in the school of service. And
are you?
I get that. Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then there's school of peace, which is the path of the body. So it's about learning how to create and model inner peace, which means that's the big challenge, right? People in the school of peace are very fond of adrenaline and that hair on fire feeling. So their job is to learn how to move from that dependency on adrenaline to feeling grounded and at peace and safe and secure in their body. You know,
very
I could spend 15 minutes on each one of these. So, and
of
then
course.
The fourth one is school of wisdom, which is quite rare. And that's about using your wisdom to take action rather than getting tangled in your wisdom and overanalyzing and being paralyzed and not able to take action. So that's the real quick and dirty of those.
That's really helpful. And for me, as I read about this, and actually each of those schools shows up in your handprints, in your fingerprints, and the design of the lines in your fingertips. And I just thought that was so interesting. It's so right on. When I read the book and then, you know, followed your instructions to get my magnifying glass out under good light and look at my own fingerprints, it was like, wow. And it's so right on. I was kind of floored, really, about how accurate it is.
People call it freaky accurate. And just for your listeners, you know, we do get a lot of information from the fingerprints, which are formed in utero and never change. The FBI being deep doo-doo, right? So the information that we get from fingerprints, core of who you are, and that will never change. So from the fingerprints, we get the life school. And not every school shows up. It just depends on which school you're in or schools. And we also get the life lesson, which is the biggest tripping point, the biggest challenge that people face throughout their lives, and where to take primary action. And the third thing we get from fingerprints is the core of your purpose. So those pieces you're born with and will never change. The lines in your hands can change. They won't change enough probably for you to notice it. But, you know, there, we get gift markings from the rest of the hand, which are line formations. Many of them are six-pointed stars. Some are sets of little vertical lines. And there's a couple other ways that they show up. But those are very important, too. And those form the expanded version of your purpose. You know, we take the core, or I do it anyway, the way I do it, I take the core of your purpose and then add to that keywords from any gift marking that anybody has, and that creates the expanded version of your purpose, which is a more detailed, even a more detailed purpose version, I should say. But gift markings are really important. They're indication of potential talent, and they're important primarily because they're rare. Not that many people have them, but now I'm going to contradict myself and say that I attract people that have gift markings, so the vast majority of people that I have analyzed do have at least one gift marking. They're also important because they're the how, you know, the gifts you have to help you fulfill your purpose.
Oh,
and they're thirdly
okay.
important because they have those pesky student paths too. And nobody can be on the master path of anything 100%. So just the more aware of what we have in our
hands.
So
interesting.
I'm so fascinated by it. Every time I do one, it's like solving a little mystery. You know?
Uh-huh. I love it. And so could you give us an example of what a gift marking might look like and then what that would relate to for someone?
Sure. I can give you a couple examples. So if you look at your hands and you can see a six-pointed, and it doesn't have to be perfectly asymmetrical, but if you have a six-pointed star below your ring finger, either hand, so in that inch, you know, below your ring finger and above that horizontal line that you see there, if there is a true six-pointed star there, that means you have a gift for creativity.
Wow.
Could be the way you think. It could be visual, any form of visual creativity. And the challenge with it, the student path that I mentioned, is fear of rejection, which is causes a lot of creativity blockage, right, when you think of it, or not even knowing that you're creative or all the different ways that you're creative. And another way it can show up is self-criticism, which is a big one. And then the most common gift marking, if you look below your pinky finger in that same inch, if you have a series of at least four vertical lines that are at least a half an inch long, just below where your pinky finger is connected to your hand, on the palm side, that's also a gift marking. And some hand analysts call it a medical stigmata. I call it the gifted healer coach, because the gift of it can be hands-on healing like a doctor, nurse, Reiki, acupuncture, massage. But everybody with this gift on the master path has access to intuitive psychological insights about people that they're meant to share a lot, but with permission.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. How many did you
that's
say?
That's the coach piece.
How many lines?
How many?
Below your pinky?
At least four.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very interesting.
Four lines.
Okay.
And there's 18 possible gift markings.
Okay.
So,
gosh. Huh.
And the more you have, the more complex life you have, right? So.
Yeah. I know that when you work with people and you do the hand analysis, that you also do coaching and consulting, and that you also have expertise in law of attraction guidance for people. So how does a typical session kind of work for you? Do you start with a hand analysis and go from there, or do you start with a consultation and then the hand analysis? How does it work?
Well, it depends on how the person comes to me. So however they're introduced to me, the first step is always hand analysis. Some people just get the hand analysis. Some people choose to go into coaching as well, and some people get them all at once, because if you come into coaching, at least with most of my packages, the hand analysis is included. But that's my assessment. That is my secret sauce, And
okay.
I start off, you know, as a coach, I know more about my client than other coaches possibly could right off the bat because of the hand analysis. And most people get coaching because they don't know what their ideal work is. They don't feel they're on purpose. They feel off track. They're bored. They know something's not right. And they want to make sure to leave the legacy that they're meant to leave. Plus, they're uncomfortable. You know,
yes.
It's almost like the universe is kind of tapping them on the shoulder saying, come on, get on purpose, make the difference you're supposed to make because you're not. And they start getting uncomfortable and happy. Others, you know, I have three coaching certifications, purpose coaching, law of attraction, and spiritual life coaching. So some need help through life situations. Some just need all around support and guidance and mentoring. Everybody gets the law of attraction coaching because it's just part of who I am. It's so powerful. You know, everybody's familiar with the concept if they haven't heard of the title, but if you want me to go into that, I will. But
I would love it.
Okay. So law of attraction is, you know, basically like attracts like. Everything is energy. The sound that we're listening to, the chair we're sitting on, the computer we're typing on, thoughts, feelings, quantum physicists have proven that everything is energy. So whatever predominantly feelings and thoughts we are vibrating, we are putting out, is what we're going to attract more of. In other words, what you focus on expands. So if you worry about debt or beat yourself up because you don't have a relationship, you're going to attract feelings of beating yourself up or feelings of worry. So by putting rituals and practices into place that lift your emotional vibration, that bring you more joy, and gratitude is very, very powerful, then the universe is going to send you more feelings of joy and things to be grateful for. It's wonderful.
This is really apt right now, I think, because of what we're all experiencing. And so,
yes,
how would you kind of relate that to what we're all going through right now? I mean, we're having our individual, you know, lessons in it, and then there are community and global lessons that are being taught right now and that we're learning and experiencing. So how does this all tie together from kind of your perspective, what's going on right now?
Well, certainly, Melinda, everybody is reevaluating, you know, many aspects of their lives.
Indeed.
You know, they've got a little bit more time, they've been laid off, or they're working from home and slowed down enough to say, you know what, I don't really like this. I don't think this is my thing. I need to do something that's more fulfilling. People are seeking meaning. So they're reevaluating a lot. And in these times, it's important to try to be a Pollyanna. I know that sounds funny, but look for the opportunity, right? Look for the positives. I can use myself as an example. I'm human. You know, when this first hit, I got caught up into the, oh my gosh, my speaking engagements are being canceled. That's my pipeline. You know, I'm gonna run out of money and kept telling this pipeline story. And I'd pull myself out of it every once in a while because I certainly know how to do it. But, you know, I'm human. I got kind of caught the contagion around it.
Sure.
And got a little reminder. So I was worried about, you know, what was going to happen in 4 to 6 months financially. So I got a little financial kick from the universe to remind me, okay, what am I putting out there? What am I vibrating? And I'm just going to give you the real tagline. I have a horse. I ride my horse almost every day. A few weeks ago, I got ticketed on my horse.
I didn't know you could do that.
Me neither. People go, gosh, how fast were you going? I'm like, no, it wasn't about that. Anyway, it was because we got off the trail and into the what seems like weeds. But anyway, that the next day I was like, okay, that was a nice reminder that when I worry about money, I'm going to get some money taken away so I can worry some more. Right? I turned it around immediately and put law of attraction practices into place, which is being very conscious about everything I have to be grateful for, like a horse to ride, the clients that I have, that even when I was doing Zoom presentations and still doing them, and they were not as effective sales-wise, I still enjoyed them. I still love talking about this work, being grateful for that, making sure I was riding my horse, because that brings me more joy than most anything. Just doing my meditations and my prayers and focusing on the good things. And there's a lot more involved, but anyway, and the week after that, Melinda, was my biggest week in the history of my company.
Oh, well,
revenue-wise.
Cool. Good for you. Yay.
Let me tell you, this stuff works. This stuff works.
Awesome.
So, and other things
awesome.
That, you know, came up after I turned around those negative thoughts. So, law of attraction, so it's the most powerful law in the universe. It's always working. We might as well use it to our benefit.
Yeah, it is. It's always working. That's for sure. We're going to attract something all the time.
That's right. That's right.
So I would like to, for people that just have had no experience or understanding at all of hand analysis, but who may kind of know something about palm readers, how is this different? I mean, I know it's way beyond palm reading, but how is it different?
Such a good question. Well, first of all, it is scientifically based. Secondly, with scientific hand analysis, there are no predictions. And I'm using air quotes, no fortune telling. And with palm reading, and there are excellent palm readers out there, a lot of the accuracy depends on the intuitive level of the reader. The scientific hand analysis is a system that anybody can learn. Right? I do happen to be intuitive, but you don't have to be. So it just enhances my work.
That's helpful.
So that was an excellent question.
It occurred to me
that hand analysis, they're like, oh, palm reading. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And it's
a
lot more expensive. Hand analysis is more expensive than palm reading.
It's much more detailed, it sounds like.
Yeah.
And then how do you, I mean, nobody's meeting in person these days. So how do people get their hand analysis with you if they would like to do this?
Oh, another great question. So I don't even meet people in person anyway, because I have clients all over the world. I use hand prints. So if somebody gets a hand analysis, I mail them a hand print kit. People take their prints, mail them back to me, and then we schedule 2 Zoom meetings that are recorded.
Okay.
They're an hour long, and they also get a summary report, and then the second call is to cover any subsequent questions, because it's a lot of information coming at you.
So they actually get a written report that they can keep and refer back to and use.
Yep, and they get the recording as well that they can keep.
Okay, very cool. And you said that people's fingerprints don't change, but that the lines in their hand can change. Is that something that happens very often, or?
More growing up. So, you know, I've read kids. So children, their hands will change because their hands are going to reflect their life experiences. You and I, our hands aren't going to change that much anymore.
Okay.
Right? Now that said, you know, I had one major marking in my hand change from one type to another, and the other representing that all I do now is help people. So
when
I changed to this career, that particular line changed reflecting.
So that's interesting.
That, isn't it? Yeah, I was like, oh my God, you know, when I saw it, I was like, because that's all I do now, all day long. I'm so, and I'm on purpose. I'm so fulfilled. You know, I'm just like so thankful.
Awesome. Awesome.
That I found my way.
So, if people are interested in this and they want to contact you and obtain the hand analysis, I know you will offer a discount to any of our listeners. So could you give us the details on that?
Sure, sure. So for information about hand analysis, scientific hand analysis, my website has a lot of information. If you go to the drop-down menu under Work with Jane, and the website is purposewhisperer.com, just like a horse whisperer.
And I've got that. I actually have that on the Blog Talk Radio channel page as well, so you can just click right through just to make it easier if you do happen to be on the page right now, which you would have had to come through to listen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
what does that include?
My retail. Yeah, so that just kind of explains, gives lots of information about scientific hand analysis. My retail price on hand analysis is $497. Some people charge up to $1,500. So it sounds like a lot. I've never had anybody ask for a refund after getting a hand analysis. Not one person, and I've done thousands.
Cool.
and I know it's not a no-brainer decision as well. I'm not minimizing that. But for your listeners, Melinda, I will drop it by 100, so down to $397. But they'll have to email me because they can't get that price through my website. So, and that would be Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, J-A-Y-N-E at purposewhisperer.com.
And so when you contact Jane, just let her know that you listened or learned about her through Emboldened Heart, and then you will receive that discount on your hand analysis package. So
yes, I'll send a special link. Yeah.
And about how long does it take? What's the process as far as the time, you know, for ordering and then the response time and those sorts of things?
Right. So within 2 days of receiving an order, I get the handprint kit in the mail. So mail, you know, we're at their mercy right now.
Yeah.
And then the next log jam is, or possible, is how long it takes the person to take their prints and get them back in the mail to me. So many people turn them around immediately. So it just depends on how long they sent the kit sits on your counter. You know, it takes
that
about 30 minutes, I would guess. So then once I get the prints back, I make sure they're clear, which they are 99% of the time, and then I email the client and give them my calendar link to schedule those 2 one-hour calls. Then it just depends on how busy I am at the time. Sometimes they can get an appointment within 2 weeks. Sometimes it could take 3 or 4.
Okay. Okay, very interesting. And it sounds like the kind of thing that could be so helpful for people right now, because there are so many people who are really seriously looking at what do I want to be doing for my life now that everything is kind of in a state of change. And to have the understanding.
Happy anyway.
Right.
Yes, and it's just helpful. You know, there's not a person on the planet that it wouldn't benefit, but, you know, you've got to feel uncomfortable somewhere to, to invest that. You know, I get it. I get it.
Yes. Well, it sounds so cool, and your work is so fascinating. And just for listeners, definitely go to Jane's website. Again, it's purposewhisperer.com. And there's a lot of information there, and she has a blog, and she has just a lot that you can access to really give you a lot of initial information, and then she also has some course offerings and some different packages. So take a look and take advantage of this, because it's something really unique and special and very personal, and I know that it would benefit you. Just the one session that I had with you, Jane, was hugely helpful to me, and I thank you so much for that. I'm really grateful.
I'm so glad, and thank you for allowing me to share this work. I just, you know, I want, my purpose is to help others get on purpose. So, you know, it's just
this
ripple effect that goes and goes and goes. So when people get on purpose, they're so much happier, and that makes me happy.
Absolutely. That's kind of the whole point. We're here is to really step into the work and the service and the creativity and the fulfillment that our hearts are calling us to, and that our life purpose is calling us to. So, yay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time. It was really fun having you, and I love your work. It's really cool and fascinating, and I'm just delighted that you were able to be here with us today. Thanks so much, Jane.
Oh, I appreciate being invited, Melinda. It's just been really fun, and I hope helpful for you as well and your listeners.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. Thanks for listening, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye for now. Thanks, Jane. Bye-bye.
Bye.